This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Before the coronavirus pandemic, an alternative school in Rochester was finding new ways to help its students cope with difficult situations. Bud Carlson Academy is on its way to becoming the first trauma-skilled school in the state. Principal Brian Kelleher says most of the students enrolled there did not succeed in a typical high school environment, and many have experienced childhood trauma.
The school now functions for those high-anxiety kids. It functions for the students who are at risk because of home life and moving or homelessness. And I think it functions for some of the students for whom motivation in a big classroom is really difficult.
Every single faculty member has undergone some kind of trauma-informed training so that any adult the student comes into contact with at school, from teachers to cafeteria workers, has at least a base-level understanding of what they might be going through. A lot of these kids are dealing with difficult situations at home. Some have parents who are incarcerated or struggling with a substance use disorder. Others have dealt with homelessness.
I think it's really an awareness and a communication style sometimes to help build a culture where you feel good and you feel like you're not battling with the student, and the student feels like they're not coming in ready to battle because the trauma brain is ready to battle. The alarm's going off at all times, and what doesn't seem like it should be a threat, it's going to feel like a threat.
He says it's important that teachers at Bud Carlson make their students feel connected and secure, so they're less likely to feel threatened. The students have autonomy over how they want to complete their work, so they feel like they have some control over their own learning. These approaches help students build resiliency skills, which are essential in coping with trauma. Back in early March, before schools closed in New Hampshire, I was able to visit Bud Carlson and talk with some of the students.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
I'm Rick.
I'm Kenzie. Nice to meet you.
Kenzie, nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Ari.
Ari, nice to meet you. Ari and Mackenzie both had a hard time at nearby Spalding High School. But Mackenzie said after she transferred to Bud Carlson, things were different. She felt more calm and focused while at school.
It's more like a family. It's more like we're all like a team. But sometimes we all get into arguments, obviously. We're teenagers.
Yeah.
But over at Spalding, like, I was always like fighting because I felt like I had to like explain myself or like make people like approve of me.
Ari said since going to Bud Carlson, she's been able to catch up on her schoolwork so she can graduate on time, and her relationships with her teachers improved.
A lot of them know why we're here. A lot of them know like what our at-home situations are. It's just easier to speak to them because they actually care and they help you a lot.
As I said, that was in early March when school still meant school. Now, Bud Carlson students, like students all across the state, are doing their schoolwork from home. I called up Principal Brian Kelleher to find out how Bud Carlson is doing its trauma-skilled learning remotely.
It's been a lot of phone calls, sometimes all day long, to get students to kind of re-engage. And I think that they've been looking for it. It's a lot of personal one-on-one contact with them, knowing that the student needs to feel safe and comfortable in order to be able to learn.
Kelleher says he spends a lot of time driving, too. At least one day a week, he drives around the city to try and track down students who aren't picking up the phone or getting online to do their work.
There's been a couple times when driving to some of the students' houses where I hadn't really seen where they live, and coming away from it, not realizing how difficult their home life likely is. And knowing that where I just left probably was not a place that they were going to be able to access the remote learning from.
Many of the students don't have stable housing. Kelleher has heard of students kicked out of their houses. Some families have had to move from place to place since the school shut down. Kelleher says the strong connections teachers have already built with the students has been crucial. If those connections are still strong, even with remote learning, it's one constant the students can rely on. Ari, one of the students I met in March, says she's doing okay, though remote learning has been challenging.
I feel like I get my schoolwork done, but it's definitely a lot more of a struggle, and it feels like there's a lot more work than usual. So it kind of sends me to a panic at times, wondering if I'm going to be able to graduate or not because of all the workload I have.
Ari says it can be hard to stay motivated at home, but her teachers have been helpful with keeping her on track. Her advisor sends inspirational texts to her in a group chat with other seniors, and her teachers call her every other day to check in and offer emotional support.
They make sure I'm okay because they know that I have home problems at times. So they make sure that I have a stable place to be, and they always check in on me and see if I need food. They're constantly offering to bring over meals for me and supplies to help out. They're very generous, and I can't thank them enough for all the things that they are doing for me and pushing me and helping me strive to where I need to be.
Even with the challenges of remote learning, Ari says she's determined to graduate this May.